Welcome to the Mortgage and Mindset in Minutes podcast, and I'm your host, Tiffany Rose, where you'll get a little on mortgage and a lot on mindset. We're going to take a dive into marketing. Remember, it is not the market, it is the marketing or lack of. So when we take a deep dive into this today, I want you to remember, you can have 6-3-2 months of progress or 2-3-6 months of excuses. Honestly, sometimes it's years. I see people that have been making excuses and procrastinating, shaving years off of their success. So we have students now at Ignite in my MLO Academy that are not only doubling their business, but doing it quickly in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. I just talked to a student the other day, and David, he is like, Tiff, my business has gone up 212% just in 6 months since he's been in the program. So I want that for you. So let's take a deep dive into this. If you're telling yourself, I don't know anything about marketing, I don't know social media, I don't know how to market. Yes, you do. You are a unstoppable information resource for all of these people that all remember, all you have to be is just a chapter ahead. So people that are stuck in the rent cycle, they're sitting on their couch, the landlord just raised their rent, and you have solutions. If you're a loan officer, you have to have solutions to solve the affordability problem, the inventory problem that's going on. This is not like 2008. In 2008, there was dropped prices, interest rates were going down. Yes, there was a lot of chaos, but hey, in any market, there's going to be a lot of chaos for one reason or another, or an excuse for people to not buy a house and continue to pay down their landlord's mortgage instead of their own mortgage. So all of the education, all of the value that you could be giving to help, let's say the first-time homebuyer that's stuck with their landlord raising their rent, they don't know about the solves there are for the affordability, and you come in there and you do an email that gives them that fire content, that solution, or you do a social media post that solves their problem. Guess what? That's marketing. Solving problems, being the authority, being the educator, and coming from a place of service, that's all you need to know in order to talk about that, which is AKA marketing. Value and education equals marketing. So if you're telling yourself, I don't know how to market, yes, you do. Tell yourself a different story. I teach my students things like welcome videos. So when they get a lead, they have a pre-recorded mortgage lead that says a mortgage video that says something like this. Hey, this is Tiffany with XYZ Mortgage. Cannot wait to talk to you about your mindset around homeownership or refinancing, whether it's budget, timeline, goals. I can't wait to talk with you. Here's my calendar link. Book a call for a free 30-minute discovery session. Looking forward to the opportunity to get you into a home or get you the best mortgage that meets you and your family's needs. So when you do something like that and it's pre-recorded, you're able to collapse time, make yourself memorable, make the video about them, and you just grab it from your I have it named in my cell phone, pre-recorded mortgage lead videos. I take that, I copy and paste it, I put it in a group text with the referring partner. They know to do a group text and make sure that they introduce me on a group text so I can copy and paste that. I copy and paste my Calendly link there, and I ask for their email address, and it's off to the races. I try to do it on Zoom. If not, then I at least let them know in my video script that book a time for Zoom. If you're not comfortable with that and you'd rather do it on the phone, just shoot me a text right now and let me know that you're going to book that time slot, but it's going to be on the phone. Video text check-ins along the way, milestone videos, asking for referrals, that's marketing, all of that stuff. Whether it's during the loan process or before or after, there's a sales cycle that is all marketing, no matter what, okay? If you are a loan officer, make no mistake, you are an entrepreneur. Imagine an entrepreneur, a restaurant owner, for example, that doesn't market at all. They just hope that people find their store and know the food's amazing, and they go in there and they get the service. They have to market themselves. So you are an entrepreneur. You are no different than my husband, Bobby, that owns two very successful martial arts schools in Dublin, California, a restaurant owner down the street that advertises happy hours and specials and coupons and all of that. You are no different. Successful entrepreneurs They take what they do seriously. I want you to take your job as a loan officer seriously. I want you to take your marketing seriously. They aren't afraid of the road less traveled. History shows that when you follow the masses many times are wrong. When you follow, Bob Proctor says this, and I love it. When you follow those one or two people that are taking the road less traveled, you'll never make another mistake again in your life. They harness technology. Successful entrepreneurs harness technology. In order for you to be a top producer, you have to focus on two things. It is marketing and innovation. So here's some success filtering questions that you can ask yourself for your marketing. Would I like me if I didn't know me? Would I like this video information if I didn't know me? Would I stop on this ad or organic video or stop and take the time to read the email if I didn't create it myself? So take yourself out of just you creating content to checkmark the box and do the thing that I'm asking you to do. I want you to ask yourself again, would I like this if I didn't know me? Would I feel important to receive this email, this thank you card, this video text, this color brochure, right? Would I feel important receiving this information? You have to earn the right to ask. And if you don't, then you've got to do 2 weeks of brand awareness and then you ask for the business. But first, you have to earn the right to ask by giving them value and education that's helping people along in their journey. Here's some ideas for your marketing. You can send 10 video text messages each day for the next 30 days. I want you to do it forever, but if you're looking for a game changer in your next 30 days in your business as an LO, 10 video text messages a day. Now, if you want to get more information on that, then all you need to do is go to my link tree in my Tiff Rose Coach Instagram, book a call with my team. They'll give you all the information on video text messages, what to say, who to send it to. That's for a different training, but all my students, they know, my trailblazers, they know what exactly to say in the 10 video text messages each day to build up that momentum. Think about it. If you do that in 1 week, that's 50 people, past clients, people that have birthdays on Facebook, life events. You're sending them videos that are short, 30 to 60 seconds, and you're just saying hello. You're staying top of mind. You're networking with people. Every day on social media, you're commenting, not just liking and hearting things. That doesn't mean anything. You're actually engaging with people, congratulating them on life events, commenting, real estate agents saying, congratulations on that awesome listing. What a beautiful house. Or you're always such a boss. You're always such doing such a great job for the community. You're doing that with 30 people a day on social media. I want you to, number three, I want you to check your bio. Make sure you have things like Linktree or ways to people to connect with you on your social media. If you have like, I don't know, something you're into, foodie and I love my kids, you better have up there leading mortgage loan originator. That is a form of marketing. If your personal Facebook and your personal Instagram, not just your business accounts, if you even have one, but your personal accounts, if they don't say leading mortgage loan originator or leading mortgage lender, you're fired with your marketing. You got to fix that right now, okay? One post per day would be amazing, but minimum two posts a week, that's not your other pillars of your life, right? These are just about mortgages and how you're problem solving for your community. This is not, make no mistake, and this is a common problem that I see. This is not, call me with your mortgage needs, call me for a pre-approval today. These are actual value and education on how you are problem solving things that are going on in your community related to mortgage stuff. Okay. So top three misconceptions of a first time home buyer. Number one, number two, number three, give that value, give the proper calls to actions, which is either if you're in the brand awareness phase, you're going to want to do things like drop a house emoji. If this helped you, drop a heart emoji. Drop a money sign if you want to build generational wealth for your family. The other 2 weeks out of the month when you're doing these stories, your two posts per week minimum that are speaking specifically to your niches regarding your expert mortgage, leading mortgage loan originator information. When you're in the 2 weeks where you're actually generating leads, this is not call me with your mortgage needs. This is not visit my website or apply for a loan today. You're skipping all these steps in between. You want people to get on the phone with you. How do they do that? You don't give your phone number at the end. That's not a proper call to action. You say, book a call with me for a free pre-purchase strategy today. Calendar link is in my link tree or Facebook, like however you're going to drive traffic for them to book a call. If you send people to your website, they don't know what to do with that. Your boring canned website or your boring, oh my gosh, I see so many mistakes or so many pitfalls. And listen, no shame, no blame, just gain, because I have made so many mistakes and I wish somebody checked me and told me the difference. I was saying on my Facebook ads, apply for a loan today. And it was some boring fake person that wasn't even me. Okay. And I was paying for an ad because I thought that marketing equaled a boring canned ad that wasn't me. It wasn't my authentic voice. It did not have hook. It did not have a value and it didn't have a proper call to action. So we have to refine what we're doing, which is why it's so important to ask yourself those success filtering questions, such as, would I like this ad if I didn't know me? Does this give me value? Would I feel important seeing this information? Would I feel understood and heard? When you do these little tweaks in your business, remember, small hinges move big doors. So when you make these little tweaks and you're actually caring about the human that's going to be consuming your content, you're going to see your business explode. Okay. Another option is asking a real estate partner for their cold leads. Now, this is you sending a video to that cold lead list on your cell phone. Yes, it's going to take time for you to grab the email address, put the phone number, put that in there and actually send them a video. It's going to take time, but guess what? It is momentum. Momentum creates millions. Movement creates millions. So if your business does not look like the amount of success that you're wanting for it, then you've got to do these tedious tasks. It's better than sitting there folding laundry at home because you don't know what to do. You feel out of hope. You feel out of options. You've got to do these little tasks that's going to move mountains for you in your business. Email somebody. Email asking for referrals. Email giving that value. I teach everything that you need to know. If this sounds like, whoa, this is a lot, I just gave you 6 or 7 different ideas on what you can do to market yourself. It has to be consistent. It has to be clear. And you have to follow a certain strategy. That's why mentorship and coaching is so utterly important. So if you want to book a call with my team, I highly encourage you to go to Tiff Rose Coach on my Instagram. Go to my link tree and get on the phone with one of my team members to give you a free 60-minute coaching class that's going to build out a plan and explain what my mentorship looks like. So moving on, going back to marketing. Bottom line is you've got to engage your spirit. Okay? This is video text messages, emails to your past clients, your referring partners, people that your future friends, people that you aspire to work with or worked with once or twice, and you want to do more of that. Okay? These video text messages, I mean, one of mine that I did in August 2023, I sent her a video text just because I was outside waiting for my kids to finish their homework after school so I can jump back in the car and take them to their school activities. And it was so cool how like law of attraction works, right? Getting on the people's frequency, that it's wild. The amount of text messages that I send and people are like, Tiff, your ears must have been ringing because I was just talking about you. So one of my clients, my past clients, that her name began with A. I started from A in my phone. I'm like, I'm just going to reach out to some people. She said, hey, Tiffany, it's nice to hear your voice. Thank you for your sweet video message. We connected at the right time because my parents are actually thinking about selling their house and downsizing. Can we set up a time this week to talk about options and how we can get the ball rolling? I was like, hell yes, we can. Ended up closing that loan. So that's marketing. That's why video text messages work. And it is a form to create momentum, stay top of mind, outreach, and make people feel connected to you. The bottom line is, look, you want to win before you arrive. You want to attract that referring partner or client well before they need you. You want to send your lead videos, your pre-recorded lead videos, color brochures about what you do, like 10 do's and don'ts on the mortgage process. Don't quit your job. Don't move money around. There's brochures that I have in place and templates that you can use when you go into Ignite that will help you build that out and give you PDFs and actual printable things that you can mail to every single lead that you get. Everything must have a system and a process, and it must be streamlined so you can automate your business, so you can have systems in place that will help you save time, not take up more time. Milestone videos, closing gifts, asking for referrals, asking for 5-star Google reviews. This is all falling under the umbrella of marketing while you're creating an amazing client experience and while you're actually building in referrals, building in being researchable and findable by having 5-star Google reviews. It all follows under the umbrella of marketing. Every single time you have a great client experience, you're working on that fulfillment and delivery, you're working that sales cycle, it's all marketing. But you've got to do it in a systematic way every single day. If you win for the day, I love this. This just like made my head pop off when I heard it. Consistency compounds. All you have to do is win for the day. Do not worry about rates, what rates are doing. Don't worry about what this market is throwing at you. Don't worry about next month. Don't even worry about tomorrow. Focus on in the present moment what you can do today to create a better tomorrow. Then you focus on the day to create a different tomorrow. When you keep consistently winning every single day, that consistency is going to compound, and all of a sudden you're going to go, wow. So I sent out all my emails once a week to all my past clients. I built out my future friend list. I got my milestone videos, setting expectations. I do my 10 video text messages a day. I send thank you cards with a specific script that I teach my students to do. That is all marketing, and it is going to blow up your business. But if you don't do these things every single day and you're taking a walk because you're stressed between the hours of 9 to 5 and you're folding laundry and you're sitting there complaining about the market, that is not marketing. And I always caution myself to be like too much in your face, but here's the thing. If nobody tells you what to do, you're not going to know what you have to change in your business to help you get more leads. Leads solves problems. I want to solve your problems. There's so much pain in the mortgage industry right now. We thought we were going to be out of the woods like way sooner than this. I don't want you to be in this pain. So when you feel like I'm pushing you too hard or I'm giving you too much to do, guess what? If you want to 10x your business, or if you want to double your business, you have to double the amount of work you do. You have to double the belief in yourself. You have to double the amount of positive thoughts that you have in the day instead of the poor me. 81% of the thoughts, I don't know how you people even track this, but research has shown 81% of your thoughts in a day are negative or concerned, worried about money. Like pray more, worry less, absolutely. But you've got to slow down and focus on what activities you're going to do that are money-making activities, not just busy work, not red time things. And when you do that every day, and your business is going to absolutely explode. Bottom line here is the goal is to get people to stop and think, like, why did I never see this before? Why is nobody else doing this? You are not an app taker, an order taker. You are a master marketer that focuses on serving, loving, and innovation, communication, using that beautiful voice, your authentic story, your message, the way that you problem solve for your client. Go talk about that. Like, you should never be your own best kept secret. You should be out there shouting from the rooftops, like shamelessly shouting through the rooftops how you serve. So whatever's going to make your boat go faster, I love that success filtering question. Whatever's going to increase your talents, skills, and your level of communication, coming from a place of service, sharing the love for your product or service with an audience that wants to hear about it, that's marketing. That's it. Dr. Joe Vitale, he's the author. He was in The Secret, and I love him. Gosh, I'm obsessed with him. His authentic, exclusive definition of marketing is sharing the love for your product or service with an audience that wants to hear about it. I love that definition of marketing because, you know, there back in the 70s and 80s and prior, there was a different way that like salespeople sold things. This is all about love and coming from a place of education and service. And that's the new way of marketing. How cool is that? You don't have to be a sleazy car salesman kind of approach. You don't have, thank God, because I don't want to do that, right? That's like having that commission breath, that yucky, like that sales sleazy approach that you're putting yourself on that frequency where people feel like that. Nobody wants to be sold. The best way to sell is through loving your audience. So as we wrap up, I want you to ask yourself, am I increasing my level of awareness? Am I increasing the level of awareness of what these people, my community's options are to become a homeowner? Don't listen to the media. Historically speaking, the masses are wrong. Talk about that. Talk about like what you've been fed, whether it's the news, whether it's your branch manager, whether it's your coworkers that are gloom and doom. I want you to tell yourself a different story. And you know, be prepared. People always say the same thing, like, how are rates doing? How are you doing in your business? Rates are still high, right? I want you to be ready. Like, those are complaints that you're going to overcome the objection. Things like, that's what people were saying in 2020, that home prices were too high. So here you have rates in the 2s and 3%, but they're complaining about house prices being too high. There's always going to be a complaint. Are you prepared to overcome that objection and give value and educate them that they're wrong, that no interest rates aren't too high? There is a deal in every single market. When they say like, God, this is like 2008, huh? No, there was homes for sale, listings, inventory. We have a problem right now, which is demand. There's that back then, the problem, let me correct myself. The problem was that there wasn't enough demand. There was too many houses on the market. Prices were falling. People were scared. Now our problem is not demand. The problem is inventory. People are buying like crazy. This is why builders are doing so well right now. They can't build houses fast enough. This is why Danville, where I live in California, they approved, they made it so much easier for in-law units, EDUs. So I actually got an exception approved, even though my mom, she lives in my in-law unit now. It was a garage, a huge garage, 6-car garage with a workshop. It's 1,000 square feet that has everything she needs in it. So I converted it into an in-law unit. It's beautiful. But the setbacks didn't match what the city of Danville, town of Danville wanted. But they approved it because there is such a demand with housing that they'll do anything right now to incentivize. Is that the right word? Incentivize. Making sure that they give me every opportunity to turn that into a place where somebody can move in. And what's funny is I was like, well, what's in it for them? I had to pay like $3 per square foot. So I had to pay the school district like $3,000. So they're making money. I had to pay all the fees for the permits and everything. So they want me to find ways to supply housing, but also they make money off of it. So does the school district. So anyways, is this a good time to buy, Tiff? Yes, explain. Your answer should be, rich people take earned income and invest in real estate to grow their wealth, to protect their hard-earned dollars, to make money like cash flow-wise, tax breaks. They leverage mortgage loans. They get that future appreciation and equity. Be prepared to talk about things. Every word that comes out of your mouth, that is a form of marketing. Every hook you have, every piece of value, every proper call to action. Like, remember, this is all marketing. All of your knowledge is a form of marketing. So if you tell yourself you don't know anything about marketing, you're lying to yourself. That's a limiting belief. Tell yourself a better story. So go out there, serve, educate, have fun with it. Like, learning is not scary. It's fun. Win for the day. You'll win for the week. You'll end up winning for your best version of yourself. You'll end up winning for your future. So I hope this was helpful for you. Alex Hormozi always says that, and I love it. When you feel sad in your business, in your life, it's because you feel a sense of hopelessness, like you've exhausted all of your options. So I pray that today I gave you a ton of different options for you to go out there and get out of that sense of hopelessness and out of that sadness that you may be experiencing in your business. So go out there, get that business, serve in love. I love you, and I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much. See you on the next episode.